escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, it is the Eagles Radiothon today and tomorrow. A two-day extravaganza in conjunction with an organization that has won two Super Bowls, five championships, but two Super Bowls, and obviously in the last eight seasons of pro football. And one of the four individuals to win those two Super Bowls is an unbelievable player in Philadelphia sports, an unbelievable player in pro football. Star right tackle Lane Johnson. He's got a really cool experiential you can get involved in with the Eagles Radiothon. We'll tell you about that in a moment. He's a pro bowler. He's an all-pro. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. He's getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys in a mere 8 days. Good morning, Lane.
Good morning, guys.
How you feeling, bud? You excited for the season?
Yep, excited. Back in house today to get a practice in and work towards Dallas.
Good for you, man. Well, Lane, we'll talk more about that in a moment, but let's talk about the Radiothon, and hats off to you for being involved in this. So the item that's connected with you that everyone listening right now can get involved in, bids through tomorrow at 5 o'clock, is the opportunity. This is cool. So for every game, obviously, the field's got to get painted. You play. Mm-hmm. You know, you play on the field. You play in the game. But in this mm-hmm. case, you're going to help paint the field, and someone listening can help paint the field with you to get that field ready for the Eagles Rams game, which is happening September 21st. That's on a Sunday, but Lane, it's on the Saturday before that home game. You and a listener that's the highest bidder, and of course the Eagles ground crew, will be out there painting the field together. That's so cool, man.
Yeah, come on out. It's actually a very therapeutic experience. So done it quite a few times before, and we have a lot of fun with it.
It's awesome.
You do this every really cool year. You do this every year, and I hear you do it with your shoes off, right?
Yeah, just so I don't get paint on my shoes. I can just get them on my toenails, so I figure I don't want to have to go get them painted.
Is it something – do you just love painting? You've discovered that you love doing groundskeeping through this process, Lane?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed mowing the lawn. Maybe not as much as Landon Dickerson, but right. You know, I do have some. I do love doing that, and yeah, just being outside, you know, instead of being in the meeting room 8 hours a day. So
that's so good, man. So
change the pace.
By the way, two things. First off, Lane, some people would just use different shoes. You don't have to go barefoot. You know, just use backup shoes. But I get it. All right, so this is a bid right now: $2,400, $2,400. The opportunity to paint the field on the Saturday before the Eagles-Rams game with Lane. And then on the Sunday, four tickets, 100 level, Eagles-Rams. This is another one, John, I referenced Eagles-Lions earlier. This is another one that could be an NFC championship mm-hmm. game preview, battle for the one seed, obviously a rematch of the divisional round. Lane, this was the closest game last year by far you guys played in the playoffs. I mean, the Rams, pretty darn good team.
Yeah, I think when you look at their team, their defensive front's really good. Obviously, Jared Burse, but they just play really well together. And they've really taken a step up the past few years. So it was a really close game, and luckily we got out out of their life.
Yeah.
Lane, this season for you, you've got a different situation working next to Tyler Steen. How does working next to Tyler Steen change your job?
You know, the past few years, it seems like I've had a different guard each year, but Tyler's had an amazing camp. You know, I think for us, what makes my job easier is that, you know, we're in a great communication line of scrimmage and, you know, really goes across the board. But the better we can play in sequence together, the easier it's going to make both of our jobs. So that's what we're doing in practice. And yeah, man, he's taken a huge step since last year. He's so strong and fast and athletic. So I'm anxious to get him out there and show the world what he can do.
How does having a new offensive coordinator change the job of you and your fellow offensive lineman with Kevin Petullo taking over?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of offenses have a lot of carryover. So, you know, we have some of that. Some different terminology changes. So sometimes maybe similar plays, but different phrasing. So, you know, a lot of consistency, a lot of carryover, but obviously a few new wrinkles. But we've had time to dial it in. Yeah, man, we're excited about the game here next week. So, Lane,
let's talk about that.
I gotta ask one thing. Jeffrey Lurie told us about Ben Van Sumeren once upon a time. He actually told us, "Hey, we're excited about this fullback." Is Ben Van Sumeren like a mini lineman to you guys? Because that really is what a fullback used to be, like a petite little guard.
I mean, he's a guy that can run out wide. He ran a 4.4 or a 4.38 40
and a
43-inch vertical jump. So he's
That's
not your average
amazing.
Fullback. I'm Ben's biggest advocate. I love when he gets the ball. So, I wish they'd split him out wide in the slot and see what he can do too. So he can surprise a lot of people.
Well, just make
amazing
sure, Lane, he doesn't do what Richie did, because Gruden gave the ball to Richie one time. He fumbled it, and Gruden told him he's never giving him the ball again.
And he never did.
Oh.
Never did. It was on Sunday Night Football in the Kingdome in Seattle, and he said, "I will never give you the ball again. Never again.
Can't get him another shot?
Never again.
Oh, man.
And
nope.
Andy gave it to you how many times, Sean? Maybe about 10 or
one.
So? Oh, you only touched the ball one time?
No, he handed it off.
Yeah,
to me.
Well, you mean one I'm not time. Talking catches. Yeah, yeah. So you got one hand off with the Raiders.
No, from Andy, one hand off.
I gotcha. All right. So, and again, Lane Johnson with us here. You can bid on the item related to the Eagles-Rams game, which is to attend the game for four people, but also the day before the game to paint the field with Lane on the field. So, Lane, you play the Cowboys in 8 days, which means you specifically might be playing against Micah Parsons, or you might not be playing against Micah Parsons. How do you prepare for, I might go against maybe the best in pro football, or like not at all? So how do you go about that mentally?
Yeah, there's a great quote from one of my former coaches, Dave Phipp. He'd always say, expect their best and be disappointed if they don't bring it. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm expecting him to play, be out there. If he's not, great. If he is, great. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready for Micah. And, all the other stuff I can't control. It's just, you know how contract negotiations go. Teams go at their own pace. Sure. So, you know, it is what it is.
Lane, in the moment before the game, like right before the game, how much do you think you'll be able to detach from the game that's just about to be played and enjoy the Super Bowl banner thing? And how much is that, not to be disrespectful to it, but almost sort of like an afterthought because – you know, 1 minute later, you're going to be playing in a pro football game. How do you balance that?
It is afterthought. What you realize after you win, you put the ring on, you put it in the box, and, you know, you don't really see it again. So, it was like that in 2018 with the Falcons. We had a bad first half. So, you know, hopefully, the fans can enjoy it for forever. But, you know, we'll see it come down, and then it's, you know, a minute later, we're going to be out there, kick sliding. So, for me, it's, very honored for what we achieved, but, you know, also serves as a token that, hey, it's a new year and, let's aim for another one.
Lane, along those lines, what's this team doing? You're one of the few guys who has been around to experience it, and I can even ask this question to, in 2018, you guys struggled after winning it all. What's this team doing to avoid some of those mistakes that team fell into after the Super Bowl?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, we're practicing like we're 1-16. So
great.
You know, always something there to strive for and to aim for. So, you know, I said it before, what made us successful last year was how we practice our habits, the things that we covered in meetings in the film room. So if success gets to people's heads and it changes any of those habits and how you work, you know, I think it can impact how you perform. But all these hours throughout the week, if you have a diligent schedule, a routine, you know, I think all that stuff that you do away from the football stadium will show up, you know, when you are playing. So that's how I see it. I try not to think about it too much, but just know I just try to stay busy. Try to stay busy as much as I can and encourage everybody else to do the same.
Lane, the retirement thing, you know, you've talked about it a few times publicly. How much is that in your mind, and is it possible that this could be your last year because you choose to walk away?
Yeah, you know, with that said, if we win another one, it could be a high possibility. You know, like anybody, older player, you spend so much time away from family and friends. So for me, 13 years in league, plus college, plus high school, so a lot of stuff you don't get to, you know, enjoy with the rest of your family. So that weighs in on your mind. But as far as physically, man, I feel like I could play a long time. So, you know, you really take it year by year. So I'll have more answers at the end of this year, obviously. But, you know, I would like to play this year, next year, honor out my contract. But, you know, it varies. But that's all the listeners out there. You know, it all goes down to family, parents getting older. And so, yeah. So just kind of the whole circle of life is in perspective. So
yeah, it's important. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Lane, final thing here, man. I heard you say something recently where you indicated that you feel the best you have felt in a number of years, because obviously you went through that ankle situation. It was a multi-year process there for a bit. Do you feel, so I know you feel better than you have in a while. Do you feel that you are a better player now than you ever were at any stage of your career?
Yeah, my 30s, I'm a lot better player than I ever was in my 20s. So, you know, that's not the case for most players.
Right.
But for me, I think if you go and watch, you know, film from early on to now, I think you'll see just hopefully a steady improvement. You know, it's not just me saying it. It goes by, you know, what you see on the film. So all that stuff in the offseason, man, I don't vacation. You know, I got a gym a little bit outside of Oklahoma City, so I'm there every day. I lift heavy. I do a lot of mobility. I run. So, you know, all the excuses of, you know, people getting older and losing this, losing that, And yeah, it's going to happen, but I think you can diminish how fast it happens by putting in the work. I think when you look at guys that are, in Olympic Games, you see guys up in their, upper 30s, MMA fighters, upper 30s. So it's possible. You look at the Jackie Slaters of the world, Bruce Matthews, Trent Williams, sure. Andrew Whitworth, the outliers are there. So those guys are kind of my inspiration who I look up to.
Man, great. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Lane,
We
admire you, man, quite a bit. And reminder to everyone listening, you can hang out with Lane as you and he can paint the field together on Saturday, September 20th. That's the day before the Eagles-Rams game. This bid currently is at $2,400 to paint the field before the Eagles-Rams game, and then you and three others, four total tickets. We'll get four tickets, 100 level, which is obviously great seats, to the Eagles-Rams game the next day on Sunday, September the 21st. Lane, good luck to you versus Dallas this season. We love having you on the program and wish you the very best of luck for the entire season. And, of course, thanks for being part of the Eagles Radiothon and our program today. Thanks, Lane.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Thanks, man. Lane Johnson. What a player. What a guy. I mean, you can just hear. What do you hear, James? What do you hear in his voice?
I hear someone who's really grown in the time he's come here.
I agree.
Like, he sounds like a totally different person, the way he talks about the game, the way he talks about himself, his view on the world, and obviously what he went through. I mean, the steroid stuff, all that stuff, he's had bumps. And, like, to his point, not only is he a better player in his 30s, it just feels like he's figured it out in his 30s. He's such an impressive guy.
He's unbelievable. He is unbelievable. All right, phone calls. The race was yesterday. That's me and Jack. I got smoked. Phils have lost two in New York. That's been gnarly. It's really irritating and potentially problematic for October when you see them play this way. And then, and look, again, I'm going to say it again. Lizardo, Ranger, Sanchez, and to whatever extent Nola can give them, they got to be near their best. I'm not going to say at their best, but they have to be near their best for this team to win the World Series. They have to be. There's no Wheeler. There isn't. Okay, it's not going to be this year. And, Rangers had two good starts in a row. But candidly, other than Sanchez, I don't trust any of them right now. And I need them in this final month, Lizardo, Ranger, and Nola, to give us confidence going into October. Because right now, it's a fight for who's going to get the second start. And it's a free-for-all, in my opinion. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Yesterday's race kind of reminded me of speed skating when, you have the Dutch guy and then, the other guy, and the other guy's, not even in the frame. It's like, where is he? That was sort of reminded me of that. But
I was hoping at a certain point to get almost lapped so it would look like I was ahead of him. You know what I'm saying?
Like if he came up behind you, it's like, Joe's actually winning.
Yeah.
People just tuning into the YouTube being like, look, Joe's ahead.
We were getting kind of close to that. Anyway, go ahead, Ed.
Which is really sad because that's supposed to be a one lap.
No, I wasn't hoping for that.
Wait,
was it
one lap or two laps?
Two, well, because it was a short track.
Yeah, okay.
Two
laps.
Was shorter as an indoor track.
It's a Bobo track. It was a nice track, but it was a 200 track instead of a 400 track.
It wasn't just one time around.
Correct.
We had to.
It was two times. And by the way, shout out to the people at Glen Mills School. They were really nice people. Met a couple of them and really good hospitality yesterday. So we thank them. All right, Ed, what do you got on the birds?
Yeah, so it's really no surprises with the roster cuts. There's a couple of really intriguing prospects, and I was kind of looking in. I saw Cameron Williams play a little bit last year. And just, really, I'm thinking he's one of those guys where you just did not want to let it expose in their waivers. I think Elliot mentioned something about it. He's got the, the 6'6", 320. He's athletic. He really didn't play a lot at Texas. He didn't play. He only had one start his freshman, sophomore year, started his junior year, and then he left. So he's kind of an unfinished product. And I really think he has some promise there. It's nothing that I can prove, but I'm really excited to see.
They must think he has some too. He's a sixth round pick, and that probably is a big reason why they're keeping him around. It's encouraging for his sake that he's on the roster right out the gates like this.
Yeah, and real quick on the Phillies, and just I don't want to be complimentary of the Mets, but like what Edwin Diaz did last night, and I saw him pitching in the eighth inning. I was like, wait a second, it's not the ninth inning.
Yeah, yep.
But like he came in for that two-thirds of an inning, threw eight pitches. Like he's going to be back for the ninth. And then you get like just a sort of a bad luck appearance by Duran. But one thing I have noticed about Duran, and it's really kind of nitpicky, but he does find a lot of bats with his stuff. And like
exactly.
There'll be those games where like people just the ball finds empty grass.
And,
like,
he throws strikes. You know, he throws strikes when they – it's almost like guys are holding their bat out, you know, and just finding contact at times.
James, you probably study these pitchers more than the rest of us. Do you think he over-relies on the fastball, like I can just crank it by you, and doesn't have enough other stuff?
Oh, no.
Okay, because I didn't think so either, but I'm just asking because when I hear fine bats, like what you're saying, Ed, sometimes a great pitcher, a pitcher that can throw hard – won't.
This guy's got other stuff.
I mean, think
his splitter
so too.
Is insane. Like I just think he got hit a couple times. Like he didn't get hit in his first five outings as a Philly. Like we just got hit twice and we're like, oh, he finds bats. Like I don't think he finds that many bats.
I tend to agree with you. Ed, you got a retort to that?
I do not. I was
Yeah, well, you just got smoked by Seltzer. All right, you just got smoked.
Well, as the prosecuting attorney, my cousin Benny says, no more questions. Or the public defender, no more questions.
All right, Ed, we haven't had a ton of calls to this. You got a real shot to win these Sandler tickets because we haven't even had many answers to this question. Like me losing yesterday in the track meet, what was obvious quickly?
Pretty much his entire rookie season, but especially that game against Dallas where he had three catches, 163 yards, three touchdowns. You just knew Randy Moss was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Like, yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's a good one. I mean,
I agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Randy Moss, rookie.
Man,
that's a really good answer.
He was the same year as me.
Yeah, rookie Randy Moss.
And it was unbelievable.
You could see it right away.
Oh, and it, just hands down. He was one of those people. Him and Charles Woodson were the two people that I've seen in real life who I had never seen anything like it. Mm. It just didn't even register in my brain. What they were doing, I couldn't really figure it out at first.
Wow.
And I'll talk about it more if you
want. That's a big statement. All right, Brandon Graham, one of the great Eagles of all time, in studio with us next segment. And we roll on a very busy Radiothon Wednesday. BG next, in studio on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.